when I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
Nikki and Zamello for your drive-in.
97.3.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
Well, the Premier got social media moving yesterday. This is quite aside from earlier reports of a supporter getting a McGowan tat. I don't know if you saw that.
Did you see his response? Hilarious. He was, I've been in the Navy and I live in Rockingham, so I've seen worse.
Nice.
Very nice.
But anyway, he's also had some Valentine's success.
Yep.
He posted yesterday. Yeah, I know. I wonder what his wife thinks. Poetry's never been my strong suit, but sometimes you just have to let a state know how you feel. And it followed with, roses are red, violets are blue, WA is the best place in the world. You're not kidding about poetry not being your strong suit, are you?
Oh, dear.
Now, the love machine that he is, the responses came thick and fast that maybe came up with some suggestions. You know, one said, let me help you, Mark. Roses are red, violets are blue. WA's the best and so are you.
Aww.
Oh, and others were, roses are red, violets are blue. The weather is hot and so are you.
Here we go.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Marky Mark, you're so hot, I want to kiss you. And many, many other messages of a similar sickening nature. Now, ironically, none of them came from his main competition. I would have thought this was a great opportunity for Zach Kirkup. And I can even imagine the poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. This state election, I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
But no.
He missed a trick. He might have actually gained some supporters with that.
I don't know if it'll be relevant next year. But anyway, yeah. Well, isn't it nice to breathe the air?
I know. Fresh air. My face is nice and cool.
Did you see there was a story that I saw talking about how, what do they call it, maskne?
Maskne.
Is there anybody else like that's getting noticing pimples, little from pimples and blackheads underneath their mask? I'm like, oh.
Yeah, well, if you're wearing the same, like a fabric mask, it's like you got to wash it every day.
Well, if you haven't taken it off.
If you forget to wash it, you're like, oh, God, I got to wear a dirty mask today.
And if you're sleeping with it on, you haven't taken it off, maybe there'll be masky issues like that. But not so far.
Sleeping.
I guess.
If you're wearing it for work 8 hours a day, though, that would suck.
I suppose if you had it on for long periods of time, possibly. But anyway, thankfully, I mean, depending on what you do. I mean, if you're a surgeon, I think you'll still have to wear masks. I'm fairly certain that hasn't changed.
Good advice.
But look, again, you know, as a doctor, I think it's worthwhile I remember to share these things with you, you know. I don't know if you heard or not, but the security guard who initially tested positive and kicked the whole process into place is still positive with it.
It's a little bit scary because it's like that was,
more than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, over two weeks ago. And it's like, well, how long does it take for the next person to get it then if he still has it?
Well, that's the thing. And I think that's the 2 weeks was always kind of like a best average that most people would get over it by. But this is the new strain.
Yep.
So I guess this is where we discover where, okay, maybe it's not the one that everyone's likely to catch, but maybe you get it for longer.
Yeah.
It's a learning process. Everybody's finding out about it, aren't they?
It's just fingers crossed that it doesn't mean that in a month's time, all of a sudden you have it.
Yeah, exactly. Melbourne's in day three of their 5-day stretch.
Yeah. That went quick, didn't it? I feel like they announced it yesterday and all of a sudden they're halfway.
This is the weekend.
Yeah.
See? And now due to their unexplained cases, Auckland has entered a 3-day lockdown. See, clearly lockdowns are cool.
Yeah, that's why we're all doing it.
Well, they're happening all the way around the world, so must be.
It's catching on.
Yeah, it's catching. Something's catching anyway. Ken Barton, the Managing Director and CEO of Crown Resorts, has stepped down. That was only a matter of minutes ago. It's the latest dramas around the company's supposed money laundering and all sorts of other claims. Kick on. Still no word as to whether things have filtered down to operations here in WA.
Yeah. Well, they're open, aren't they? So.
Well, yeah, it seems like, you know.
Everything's running as normal for now.
Come hell or high water, things will continue operating out there. And the other big news, the Sussexes are expecting that. That's very difficult to say. The Sussexes.
They're not even the Sussexes anymore, are they?
Well, aren't they? I don't know. What do we call them?
Meghan and Harry.
Meghan and Harry are expecting their second child. Archie's going to be a big brother. And despite all the manoeuvring, the child will still be 8th in line to the throne.
Right. Even though they're not technically royals anymore. Even technically, I don't know what's happening.
Like, well, that means Harry is sort of still. Has he stepped back? Has he stepped?
I think Harry goes down in line, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I have no idea how it works.
But
a lot has to go wrong for one of them to become the ruler, though.
Clearly, absolutely, it's got
to. Don't have to worry about it.
No, I've been watching. Was the Dedicated Survivor? No, what was the show?
Designated
Survivor. It's got
to
be
the Capitol needs to be blown up.
Pretty much
for them to get in line.
You're talking about a very old Kiefer Sutherland TV show that I've just discovered.
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to the world of
Netflix.
Netflix, where I can catch up on old TV shows. Anyway, assuming that doesn't happen, it's probably not going to be an issue for them. But anyway, I think what I was looking for is congratulations.
They appreciate it. They're listening and very they nice. Appreciate it.
Sorry about that whole designated survivor talk.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Well, obviously, we're now in mask-free territory, so Woo. That's something to be happy about. But
free faces.
Don't forget that the contact tracing requirements are still in place, so don't forget to log in when you go out, whether it's signing in yourself or snapping the QR code. Or
it's much easier to do the QR thing. If you're still denying the app, so much easier.
I saw somebody that was taking a photo of their face next to the QR code doing a selfie.
Wow, okay. And I'm like, that's not how it works.
I don't know if you can do that.
No, you can't. That does nothing.
I don't think that ticks all the boxes, but anyway.
It doesn't do anything.
Up to you.
Well.
Coastal Warriors have reorganised their Dawesville clean-up for Saturday coming up, in this weekend, as opposed to, because it was meant to be on the weekend just gone.
Yeah.
So, yes, details about the Pyramids Beach clean-up that you can get on. And I imagine lots and lots of stuff is going to be slowly tick, 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 coming back on board. That's the sound of everything booting back up again, if you're wondering.
All right.
Check our website for all the info, coastlive.com.au. And hot on the heels of Valentine's Day, February 15 is Singles Awareness Day.
Oh, is it?
Which reminds us the day after Valentine's Day that there's nothing wrong with being single, which all sounds very patronising to me.
It does, and there's nothing wrong with it.
It's totally okay. It goes on to list all these things like, you know, oh, if you've got a big career opportunity change, you can just move and... These other reasons. The people that are single tend to be more independent. Okay. Like, okay, all right.
I feel like
listen.
Single people would be like, let's just not bring attention to it. Can you all just stop giving me reasons why it's good?
The one thing that they have said in there, which may be useful, is that many people choose to be single and that you don't necessarily need to see your single friend as somebody you need to hook up.
Exactly.
You know? So just let them be.
Yes.
Okay.
Good advice.
And I'm amazed that this hasn't been snapped up already.
I know, like, how could they not have found someone? It's a website looking for someone to test their mattresses. They're offering $3,000 to find their sleeping beauty, and it's still going.
Now, I saw this pop up, like, in, I don't know, it was late January, and I thought, oh, well, there's no point even mentioning this because it'll be gone in seconds because they'll find somebody immediately that will test mattresses. And the thing is, you get paid $3,000 for it, and you get to keep one of the mattresses that you test.
How good. You get to test and evaluate three top-tier mattresses over a two-month period. You get $3,000 and you get to keep your favourite after you've tested them all. So clearly they haven't found the right sleeping beauty yet.
They're still talking about it. This is Sleep Junkie, by the way.
Yep.
Look, I feel like also it's something that happens in America. I'm not sure that we can
give
apply
it
for it. But look, go check out Sleep Junkie's website and see if they've not found someone. Maybe this is the job for you.
Oh, if you haven't found the right job there, you're looking for your calling. This could be it.
It could be.
Sleeping.
I mean, the drama could be, I suppose, that the people that are perfectly suited for the position haven't managed to get themselves out of bed to apply for it. I suppose
they lack the motivation.
That's the possible irony that could be the case here. I don't know.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And direct from the moon with our entertainment feed this morning, Vicky Parkinson.
Thank you. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting their second child.
Aww.
The couple shared a black and white photo of themselves laying on the grass with Meghan's baby bump showing. A spokesperson for the couple say, "We can confirm that Archie is going to be a big brother." The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are overjoyed to be expecting their second child.
It's a lovely photo. Quite the photo shoot. But quite an effort to go to just to announce it, but hey, they're doing it properly.
Yeah. The announcement comes exactly 37 years after Princess Diana announced that she was pregnant with Prince Harry on Valentine's Day in 1984.
Oh, wow.
Some sad news now. Nicki Minaj's father has been killed in a hit-and-run incident. Nicki's father, 64-year-old Robert Minaj, was walking in Long Island when he was struck by a vehicle which didn't stop after hitting him. He was taken to hospital where he eventually died from his injuries. So very sad for Nicki and her family.
Yeah.
And Pink and her daughter Willow have released a duet together called Cover Me in Sunshine.
Cover me in sunshine. Show me with good times. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning. And everything will be alright.
How cute is that? And Justin Timberlake has apologised to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson in the wake of the Framing Britney Spears documentary. He's been facing social media backlash for how he handled his split with Spears back in 2002 after 3 years of dating, and Janet Jackson when he ripped part of her costume off during the Super Bowl performance in 2004, accidentally exposing her breast on stage. In a lengthy post, Justin Timberlake apologised, saying, "I've seen the messages, tags, comments and concerns, and I want to respond. I'm deeply sorry for the times in my life where my actions contributed to the problem, where I spoke out of turn or did not speak up for what was right. I understand that I felt short in these moments and in many others and benefited from a system that condones misogyny and racism. I specifically want to apologise to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson, both individually, because I care for and respect these women and I know I failed."
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.